So now we're joined by Jameson Cush, who's the executive editor of TechTarget's Technology Guide Sites. Thanks for joining us, Jameson.
Thank you.
And it's executive editor, right?
That's right. That's right.
I know I see you on New England Cable News a lot, and they always give you a different title that's not correct.
I'm usually CIO, CEO.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
TechTarget.
They mess it up all the time.
That sounds good. Don't correct them.
No, definitely don't. We'll cut this out so they don't hear it. So, Jameson, for the March issue of Modern Mobility, you wrote an article explaining the new Intel Core M notebooks, which were unveiled at CES. Before we get into the details of this, I had a very important question about this. When we have like 2-in-1 phone and tablet devices, the industry has started calling them phablets.
Mm-hmm.
But with these laptop tablet hybrids, they're usually called like hybrid PCs or 2-in-1 devices, and it's not really that cool of a name. So, are we calling them laplets or tabletops?
Ooh, tabletops.
No, actually, tabletop is an actual product. There
right.
are they're giant tables. The original Surface.
Oh, right, like the Surface, yeah.
The original Surface made by Samsung was, excuse me, I'm going to cough here.
We don't have cough buttons here.
No, to ruin your take. But yeah, the original Surface was a tabletop device. I think the problem with finding a name for these devices is that no one's been able to trademark one. Even phablet was kind of a joke, and it caught on. But otherwise, when somebody can trademark it like Ultrabook, then you'll see it.
I'm going with laplets.
Laplets. Fair enough.
So what's so different about these compared to other notebook tablet hybrids on the market?
Well, I'll say they're thin and light, and just saying that doesn't really do it justice. Jerry Jackson is the editor of Notebook Review. When he first picked up the HP Core M notebook, he remarked that he thought it was a mock-up, that there was nothing inside because it's so light. We're talking about under 2 pounds, and then in terms of thickness, about half an inch thick or less. And for a notebook, a full-function Windows notebook, that's absolutely incredible. And when you pick one up, you'll be just blown away by how light it is. It's like it's going to blow away.
Literally blown away.
Yes, exactly.
I believe you said ridiculously thin
yes.
and light was the wording in the article.
Ridiculously or impossibly.
Yeah.
I mean, we keep saying, how can these things get any thinner or lighter? And they just keep getting thinner and lighter. And these are just great examples of it. They're really, in terms of hardware, they're just really, really, really impressive.
And who are the vendors that have these out so far?
Right now, it's HP, Dell, Lenovo, Asus, and of course, Apple just announced the new MacBook, which is a Core M device, and that, again, less than half an inch thick, under 2 pounds, and people are drooling over it.
Are there any drawbacks that you have to make because it's so light and thin? Are there things that they couldn't put in there that
you'd expect
out of a regular laptop?
And this is what people are going to discover with the Apple MacBook, is that the traditional ports that we're used to, those are going away. So.
Right, I saw you tweeting about that.
Yes.
That's a bummer because I was drooling over the MacBook when they announced it, like you said, and it's too bad, though. I have a really old school USB mouse that I use that I wouldn't be able to connect.
Oh, no, you can't. No, of course, there are adapters you can buy that drive up the cost. But, the practical considerations of having a thin and light device, there are a bunch. So memory card readers are often sacrificed. External display ports are sacrificed. With the new MacBook, it has this USB Type-C, which is a new USB. In 2-3 years, it will be on every device. Right now, it's on this MacBook, and that handles everything. But if you want to charge your device and plug in an external keyboard at the same time or an external monitor at the same time, it requires an adapter.
How much do these cost compared to some of the other thin and light notebooks out there?
You are going to pay a premium for these because they are so slick. They're so advanced. I think the new MacBook starts at $1,200. Some of these, they range up to $2,000. I mean, that's the price for thin and light. But they look cool, though. I mean, they really are. They're boutique items at this point because even in terms of performance, your core-powered notebooks, your Core i3, i5, i7, they're still more powerful. Of course, they are bulkier. They emit heat. They'll eat up a little more battery, but you can do more with those devices. For, I guess, early adopters, they are worth the cost. Right now, no. I don't think they're worth picking up. I think in terms of practicality, just getting a core-powered laptop will cost you less, and you'll be able to do more. And really, the difference between 3 pounds and 2 pounds, for most users, it isn't that big a deal. But going forward, this I don't want to get into the architectural, like processor architecture weeds.
But that makes for such compelling podcasts.
For some people, it does. But the next generation of core-powered Intel processors, and those are the powerful processors, will have more in common with these Core-M processors. So you'll see thin and light Surface notebooks and thin and light HP business laptops that are really capable of running Photoshop, of doing all the things that you expect a notebook to do without any performance compromises. So going forward, I mean, this is almost like a preview of what we can expect in terms of hardware.
I always talk about how I haven't brought my laptop to a conference in a couple of years because I always just bring my iPad and the Bluetooth keyboard case. But, you know, there are still some things, even with Office now being available for your iPad, that you can't do that great on an iPad that sometimes I find myself needing to do. So if there was something that would be just as light or even lighter to carry around than my iPad and be full featured, I think that would be pretty compelling.
The thing with these devices is that, I mean, there's another element to this. A lot of them have this build. It's a magnesium lithium build quality. And for a business user, you know, you want thin and light because you're carrying it around, but you also want rugged, durability, not necessarily rugged. And some of the new materials going into the casing, it's thin, it's light, but it's also very, very tough. Even if you look at like the Surface Pro, the Surface Pro 3, those are really just tough pieces of hardware. You can drop that thing and it won't break or shatter. It might nick. So that's the other part of the equation. So as they're getting thinner and lighter, they're actually getting tougher, which is great for business users.
And all of these Windows ones run Windows 8, correct?
Yes, they will ship with Windows 8.1, actually. And of course, Windows 10 will be launching this year. They'll all be upgradable to Windows 10.
Do you think that's kind of more of what they're just kind of planting the seeds now and then these things will be ready to go when Windows 10 hits?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, Microsoft is very good about working with its partners. And, you know, even the Surface, when the Surface first came out, people remarked that this is reference hardware. This is what we expect Windows 8 devices to look like. So I know that Microsoft and Lenovo will work very closely on these Core-M, and Intel as well, on these Core-M machines and say, you know, this is what we want notebooks to look like. This is what we expect a Windows 10 user to expect out of their hardware.
Do you expect Microsoft to make a Core-M Surface themselves?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. In fact, I'm kind of on the fence about it. Perhaps based on, you know, the competition, but Microsoft likes to tout the Surface as being the professional's laptop and tablet, and the Core M, for as wonderful as it is as a chip, it's not as powerful as the Core I, and a Surface Pro 3 has a Core I processor, and it can do just about anything a laptop can do, and in terms of its thinness and lightness, it is pretty thin and light, all things considered.
Jameson Kush, CEO, CIO, and executive editor of Technology Guide. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.